This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
You should never be friends with your ex. That according to a relationship expert who says that when you stay in contact after your relationship ended, it just makes it harder for you to start fresh. Mm-hmm. It could also make it harder for people that you're newly dating if they see that you are still really close with your ex. And that's something that, of course, they have to get over. But, mm-hmm. you know, that could be a bit of a roadblock.
Boundaries are important in any relationship, I think. And especially healing and that whole thing. Because when you go from a relationship, being partners and exclusive and whatever, and then going to being a friendship, the lines are kind of blurred. Like, what's friend behavior?
What were we doing before we became a couple? How is that different? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it depends on, you know, why the breakup happened, how close you are, how civil you can be. And they say that if you do want to be friends with your ex, you should wait at least 3 months after your breakup. Hmm. Heal first. And then that way, you will be less likely to slip back into old patterns. And
you can see
the difference between, you know, you as an individual and where you were as a couple.
It takes longer than 3 months, depending on the relationship. If you've ever been in a relationship much longer, a couple of years, for example, you know that 3 months is not going to cut it. We all have friends that are still mourning the loss of a relationship that was 10 years ago and haven't officially healed from it, right?
And it still cannot be friends because it's just too fresh.
You bring up the person's name and they start to twitch.
Ah. Right?
Get the shakes and break out in hives.
So we hit the streets to ask you that question. How long should you wait?
After a breakup, when's the right time to wait to be friends with that person, if ever?
Have you lived with them?
Either or.
If you've lived with them, you'll never be friends. You should just get over it.
Why is that? Has this happened to you? I'm getting the death glare. It's scary. I'm gonna stand back as you answer.
I think once you decide to move out of a place you shared with somebody else, there ain't no turning back.
Was it that bad?
Yes. It was a year of legal separation and 10 grand of lawyer's fees bad.
For a breakup? Like, not even married?
Yes.
Ugh.
I'm very happily not living with my new boyfriend.
Okay, so
the new boyfriend's like, what? What's wrong with me?
What'd I do?
Why God put me in that category?
How long should you wait before becoming friends with your ex?
When you break up with someone after a breakup, how long should you wait to be friends with them?
I actually am going through that right now, and I'm on the fourth month, and I think it should be 6.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Because you got to allow for ex sex to come into play, which happened on the third month. You have to allow.
What was that word? What did you say?
The ex sex.
Yeah.
Oh, so like hooking up again?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you're going to break up, you leave room for ex-sex before bringing in someone new. You also leave room to get over each other.
Ah, this is smart. I know. It's kind of like a slow breakup, really.
Exactly. Kinda. Yeah. And then by the sixth month, I'm on the fourth month, by the way. By the sixth month, you're kind of like smooth sailing.
Wait.
Yeah.
You don't want them anymore.
Then you can become friends.
Okay. Pause.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
Did it not sound like she was kind of like low-key hitting on producer Jordan?
Yes!
Right? Did you get that too?
Man!
Oh. The number of times she was just like, I'm on month 4 out of 6.
Like,
if you're keeping track.
100%. She made it very clear that at the 3 month mark, she might have gone back to her ex.
Right.
But now she's clean for a month.
And she's got
2 more months to be clean before she's friends with her ex and just friends. But in the meantime, she's single, ready to mingle. Dude.
Yeah, I think I was oblivious to that. I didn't pick up on that at all.
What happened after that conversation?
She just walked away. She was like, okay, bye, thank you. I don't know if she throws that out to everyone that she talks to on the street.
By the way, a lot of information.
That's true.
A stranger.
Yeah, by the way, month 4 out of 6. Like, great.
Good for you.
Have you decided if it's the soup or the salad, ma'am? I just need an answer.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.